Well, I want to welcome everybody to today's Success Circle Q&A call. Welcome to the Elite and the Select Success Circle members and any new members where this might be your very first call. So welcome to today's call. And I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and what a great day it is, by the way. Just so many wonderful things happening in 2012, and I'm hearing from so many of you that 2012 has already started to be a fantastic year. And so I just want to start the call by thanking you for being here, and also to let you know what the Q&A call is all about. The Q&A call is specifically for the Success Circle members to ask any question that you might have about, as you work through perhaps the entrepreneurial edge system, or maybe you have a question about the last high content call that we had. And the Q&A call is the forum where you can ask any question about growing your business so that you can get your question answered and move on quickly. And it's your chance to also come on the call live, which we do have somebody that is calling in live today who will ask their question. And I know some people, also some of the members, you submitted your questions. You couldn't be here on the call live. So I will I will ask your question, and then I will answer it for you so that you could listen to it in the Success Circle membership site, which, again, carries all of the past High Content Business Accelerator calls as well as the Q&A calls, so you can tap into those at any time. The Elite members also have the advantage of getting the High Content Business Accelerator call by CD as well, so that comes right to your mail. In case you have your pen and paper handy, I want to mention some upcoming announcements about things that are coming up in 2012. On January 10th, which is a Thursday, you're going to have your next high content call for the Success Circle members. It's called Up Your Game in 2012. I'm going to share with you some of the mistakes that I've seen that really keep people from really cashing in big. So I want to make sure that I outline what some of these mistakes are so that you can change your blueprints if you need to up front. And I'm also going to share with you how to jumpstart your 2012 business blueprint, really critical piece of really having your best year ever, and also the top systems that will guarantee you get more preferred clients and make more income in 2012. So if you have not yet registered for that, you don't need to register for that, you're going to get an invitation to come to that. So that's specifically for the Success Circle members. Again, if you don't have that yet on your calendar, you might want to put it on for, again, January 10th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Also in January 19th, How to Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever. That's my free training call. And that's open to anyone. So if you have any friends that are really looking to double your income, have them come on to that free training call. Again, that's the 19th, which is a Thursday. And you can register for that at http://, and it's bit.ly/2012bestyearever. I'll repeat that. It's a bit.ly, which is a way to minimize and shorten your links. And it's B as in boy, it.ly/2012bestyearever. And so you can register for that if you're not yet registered. And again, that's How to Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever. If you're also an affiliate, I'll be having some affiliate messages that will go out to you, so you can make some really nice commission checks for anybody that comes on that free training call that should also sign up for our Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive. And I know many, if not most of you, are already signed up. For those of you who are alumni or even brand new members, I know many of you have already signed up. It's going to be a fabulous, absolutely fabulous 3-day. We've made some changes. You're going to get updated changes to the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3.0. So real excited about that. And also I have confirmed my guest speaker, who's going to be Teresa de Grosbois, a fabulous speaker and a three-time international best-selling author, will be at the three-day intensive in April, April 26th to 28th. I'm so delighted because she's going to share how you can create wildfire word-of-mouth marketing. Absolutely fabulous. She was in the Detroit area recently, and I'm just so excited that she's going to be at my three-day. So make sure that you're there, because you don't want to miss that. Okay, let's see what else we got going today. All right, well, let's move on, actually, to our very first question here. You know what, Terry, since you're on the call, let's take yours first. I'm going to unmute you right now, and feel free to go ahead and ask your question.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. I'd like to wish everybody on the call a happy New Year as we head into 2012, and I'm very excited for your guest speaker for the three-day intensive in April.
Yeah, you're going to love her, and you're going to learn a ton of things about really taking your business to a whole new level. Because she shares all about her word-of-mouth marketing system. And so you know I'm all about systems. So, yeah, you're going to love her. So
that's like putting Frank's Red Hot on your marketing, right?
That's right. Oh, I like that. Can I use that, Terry?
Yep.
So what is your question for today?
I'm going to put you on the spot today, and mm-hmm. Got a minute or two to think about it if you need it, but I'm going to ask, in 2011, the year that we're ending this week, what were your three top lead generation systems? The lead generation systems you used for your business this year that worked out to be the top systems. And while you're thinking about that, I'll just tell everybody that, you know, I really enjoy your Success Circle coaching. And one of the reasons is you use what you teach mm-hmm. in your own business. It's not just theory. We don't have time for theory. You actually do what you teach your students to do.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that, Terry. I appreciate that. I do, and I. What I also do is tell you what mistakes to avoid so you don't make them, the ones that I made for so many years. So thank you for that, Terry. I appreciate that. I'm just going to mute you for one quick second so we don't get any echo on the line. So, but I will follow up with you to make sure that I answer your question, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so the top three lead generation systems for me were, number one, my referral systems. That bring in a lot of lead generation. Now, many of you might be surprised because I talk about 24/7 lead generators, those online lead generators. And for me, those were in the top three. But if I could really narrow it down to what were my most successful solid leads, number one, it comes from my referral system. Now, many of you have heard me either blog about, talk about Tim Green, who is the president of Referral Institute of Michigan. I've also had Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Referral Institute and Business Network International, on my radio shows, and really truly believe in referral systems. Definitely in my top three. Here's why. When somebody refers you, the conversion rate is much higher. Because they are essentially putting their reputation on the line when they refer you. And I can, you know, over and over and over again, the referrals that have come to me that were pre-qualified by a lot of my referral partners have come and have resulted in a conversion into a client. And I think that's because I have some wonderful referral partners that I have worked with and prepared and trained on what it is that I do. Many of them have already experienced the Entrepreneurial Edge system, so they're implementing it. And so when they refer somebody, it's because they're getting results too. And so that has been one of the most powerful lead generators for 2011 for me personally. The other ones that I've talked about that have really been helpful for me has been my free business plan format and my Get More Clients Now videos .com. Freebusinessplanformat.com and getmoreclientsnowvideos.com. Those are those traditional lead generation systems that I teach about, where you have a landing page and there are no other links other than maybe just a video, no other links other than, you know, putting a place for them to put their name and email address. And the reason, again, this is so powerful is because it pre-qualifies your client. So a lead generation page has no other links. This is not, so for some of the new Success Circle members, if you haven't heard me mention this before, a lead generation page, and you can go to mine at freebusinessplanformat.com to see mine if you're by your computer now, or getmoreclientsnowvideos.com. And you're probably wondering, well, why is that URL so long? Number one, it's based on a keyword search. So as I'm looking at my ideal or preferred prospects, I did some research that said, okay, what are they putting in there that would attract them to what I teach? And free business plan format came to mind. Why? Because when somebody is starting their business, invariably they will put in, you know, think the first step they need to take is to do a business plan. So I put in freebusinessplanformat.com, which was not taken, and when sometimes they even put the URL right in there, right? So I've been able to capture leads through that way, and because there are no other links on the page, either they put their name and email in to get my free downloadable ebook that I offer to them, as well as a business plan format, then I get their information, and I can consistently market to them because they gave me permission to do that. And for those reasons, and again, it's 24/7, so you're relying on all the internet traffic, they're automatically being brought in, and they are pre-qualified. They're pre-qualified. So if they don't want or are not interested in the message that I have on those lead generation pages, free business plan format, and getmoreclientsnowvideos.com, then they're not going to put their name and email. And that's okay, because then they're pre-qualified. And I don't spend time with people that are not interested. And so that, so I would say that those are the ones. But also, for me, Blog Talk Radio has been a really great lead generator. I have over, I don't know, something like 18,000 listeners now that listen in to my podcasts. And so those have converted some leads. Again, funneling them through, though, my lead generator. So I'm still, even though I'm Blog Talk Radio, I'm still funneling them through either Get More Clients Now videos or freebusinessplanformat.com. Now, some of you might ask, well, then why don't you just have them go right to your website? And the key is that you really want to look at a funnel. You really want to capture a lead. If they go to my website, there's a lot of places they can click. My main concern is I want to give you something of value. I want to see if there's a match here. And I give them a free ebook and an audio download or something, and then they give me, in return, their name and email address so that I can consistently keep in touch with them. Remember, only about 4% of the people will actually do business with you the very first time. So you really want to capture those leads and cultivate that relationship over time. And those lead generators have helped do that. Referral marketing? Well, I already have somebody, you know, helping pre-qualify them. That's my referral. Lead generators, my pages do that for me. And Blog Talk Radio, they can experience the speakers, they can experience me on it and what I have to say and sort of my opinion as I interview some of these guests. So that has been also a good generator. I also want to mention, too, some of the tracking, because Terry, you know, you asked a really great question about it. I want to delve a little bit deeper into it, too, because I think it's an important question. A lot of people wonder what to measure. Remember, you can't manage what you don't measure. So I measure what some of the statistics are. We've done a lot of changes to my back end. Like, I changed my website to a WordPress site this year, so we're still compiling some of the results, and I don't have those to share on the call with you today. But, you know, some people think that a bounce rate is something to measure, and it's okay. We've measured bounce rates in the past. I will tell you they have changed. The bounce rates typically, and a bounce rate is, let me just explain quickly, when you have these lead generation systems, you want to measure how well people are engaging with your sites. And if there's a big bounce rate, meaning they're looking at your page and maybe they're not staying on long and they're bouncing off, could be good or bad depending on what you want them to do, what action you want them to take. But it doesn't, just because you have a high bounce rate, which some people think like a 70 or 80% is a high bounce rate, and it is, that's cause for concern. What I've noticed is that when we've added video, there was a higher conversion rate, less of a bounce rate and a higher conversion rate. We've also, when we've changed some of the script and had some shorter lead generation pages, it also results in a better conversion rate. And by conversion, again, I just mean somebody took action. But the real key to those lead generation systems, remember, 4% of the people who do business with you the very first time, they hear about you. So if the very first time they're hearing about you is through your lead generator, you want to keep in touch. And so lead generation's good. You need to have it. But it has to be followed up with that next system, the next touch, which is the stay-in-touch system or the keep-in-touch system. So you have to keep it consistent and keep in touch with them. So great question, Terry, about lead generation, but it has to be followed up with how are you keeping in touch with them once you get their information and how are you providing value as well as providing value and content to them overall and cultivating that relationship. And I just want to make sure that I completely answered your question or if you had a follow-up question to that. So, Terry, did you have any other follow-up question?
No, I think that you nailed the answers, and you know, you were very, very descriptive about each of those referral systems, your online landing page system, and Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I want to thank you. You introduced me to Tim Green about a year ago.
Yeah.
And this year in 2011, referral systems were my number one lead generator also.
Okay. Great.
So that mirrors my experience. And thanks for allowing me to ask those questions and being so forthcoming with your answers.
Oh, you're welcome, Terry. And you have some upcoming lead generation systems, other lead generation systems that you have planned for 2012 too, right?
I do. I've done the keyword research, and my landing page system, my lead generation system, is just about finished. I have the beta, and I have the URL, and it's just about ready to go up. And I've hired a copywriter, and we're working on the autoresponder systems to stay in touch. So that's very, very exciting.
Awesome. Well, when you do, shoot the email to me, and we can get that out to our Success Circle community and let them know about your lead generators, and so we can get you some additional tweets and coverage there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lisa, and Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks, Terry. Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks. Okay. Well, we also have a number of questions that came in that I also want to address. These are really great, so I just, you know, I just again want to express my appreciation for sending these in, because when you have a question, you're not only, you know, you're not only getting the question answered for yourself, but you're helping a whole community of Success Circle members, because there's other people who probably have that same question. Okay, this is a really great question that came in from Dusa. And Dusa asks, I'm learning about starting a new business. I have found that I have a huge lack of any kind of social capital. Where do I start? And this is a wonderful question that I get a lot of times from people that are just starting their business. Although not exclusively, there have been some people that have been a little slow to get on social media who've had businesses for many years that also ask this question. But this sometimes will happen with a lack of social capital when they don't have or they change their market. I have a great story about this too. A gentleman was just a client of mine, just starting his business, and I just asked him about where his social media marketing was. And, you know, initially, like many people who start their business, they kind of poo-poo social media marketing and that social capital. And so he just didn't really get it. He just didn't really get what social media was all about. And I said, well, you need to get on, you know, LinkedIn initially, just because of where his market was. He was looking at a number of organizations. So LinkedIn was probably more preferred social media marketing platform for him. And so he said, well, I'm already on LinkedIn. I said, great, great, you're already on LinkedIn. How many connections do you have? And so I think he cited it was like less than 100. And I said, okay, so you know 100 people. That's a good start. I said, and he's also was writing a book, and I said, that's wonderful. But so you're writing a book, and you have 100 people on your list that you can let know. Imagine what you could do with 500 or 1,000. And as he thought about it exponentially, and again, this is about leverage too, leveraging your business, he thought about it and he thought, you know, maybe I don't have as much social capital as I could have or as I should have as I'm going in to launch this book. So he, you know, he would report out how much his social, you know, how much his social reach has really exponentially, you know, multiplied in just a short period of time. Now as he goes into January and he's about to launch his book, he's got that many more people that he has not only connected with, but what he has found is there's some discussion boards that he's answered, that he could be, he's connecting with people that he had known years ago on the social media. So really his social capital is increasing significantly. And at the same time, what he's actually doing is he is increasing that social capital significantly. So social media marketing is one place, and again, the best way to start is to get on that, to get on each of the platforms or the platforms that where your ideal clients will hang out. And what's key there is you know who your ideal client is, or we call it preferred client, right? So make sure that you know your preferred client profile very clearly so you can determine which platform, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, is the best platform for you to be on. But within a short period of time, you can not only garner a presence on those, but you can create a following. Really, what's key, though, too, is how you use those platforms. Remember, it's social media. So you want to be social, not necessarily selling all the time. You want to create a conversation. You want to make sure it's consistent. And And if I could say anything about growing your social capital, it's about that consistency, making sure that your messages are consistent. Those are really, really key. Because when you are creating consistency, people see your messages, they get out there on a regular basis, you provide great content, great value to people, you nurture that relationship, you do shout outs for other people on social media, and through all this, you're going to really increase your social media in a very short period of time. So that when you really do ramp up some of your programs that you're going to be marketing, you'll have that much more social capital. So, Dusa, I hope I've answered your question, and thanks so much for submitting it. All right, so far we handled how to increase your social capital, the lead generation systems. The next question came in from Pat, and Pat asks, I'm currently employed in a full-time job because I have no paid holidays or sick time. I also work a couple of hours a month for another company. Okay, so it sounds like you're working two positions, and I find it a challenge to schedule additional time I need to prepare for a new business. Where do I start? Well, first of all, Pat, I want to applaud you for investing in yourself and doing what was necessary to really get your business off the ground. Now, for some people, the short-term step is they find they keep a full-time position they have and they start a part-time position to really get that some of the cash flow that is sometimes necessary for them to get their business started. But where I really recommend is get really, really clear, Pat, on the who your ideal client is, what your services are going to be. If you're unclear, then your marketing messages will be unclear. So that is really what's the key step. And the reason we start in the entrepreneurial-led system with mastering your inner entrepreneur is because you really have to take a look at your belief systems. You really have to look at maybe what's in the way of really getting started. You know, for a lot of people getting started in their business, there's a lot of fear, you know, because they're not bringing in that cash flow. And so they go in restricting mode. And they try, or scarcity mode, and they, you know, find it really difficult to move forward or to attract any clients. And I've often said, too, if you're in the scarcity mode in mindset when you start your business, you're not going to attract a lot of business. Because if you're not investing in yourself or you're not moving forward, then how you're going to attract those same kind of clients. In reality, you want to attract clients who have money, right? So you need to invest in yourself, and you need to be clear on your product offerings, and you need to understand exactly who your client is so you can develop those marketing messages that are spot-on matches. So when they see them, they know they want to do business with you. They choose you, okay? So your very first step, Pat, would really be to work through the exercises in mastering your inner entrepreneur, get really clear on what your product offerings are, what makes you unique, because everything will fall in line after that, who your ideal clients are. All of that has to be really, really clear before you start building, kind of like building the house. You've got to make sure your ground is, you know, you're building on solid ground. And so that really needs to be the first step that you take for that. I'd also recommend, Pat, that because you are kind of working two different plans, three different plans, you're working two jobs, and then you also have, you know, you're starting your business, what's necessary there too is to make sure that you have dedicated time scheduled on your calendar so that you keep that appointment with yourself and you keep moving your business forward. Because you would do that with that those two jobs anyway. You schedule appointments, right? Well, you have to schedule appointments too to handle that part-time position or the business as well. So really critical to get those on your calendar, get it very clear, and then keep those appointments. That'll help you also to create momentum. So great question. Thanks so much for that, Pat, because, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are starting businesses that are employed, maybe underemployed in a lot of cases, and they're saying, I want to be an entrepreneur, and they are starting their business. So what I would say is be very focused on when you do have that time schedule to make sure that you keep it for your business. So great. Thanks, Pat. All right, there's another question that came in. Let's see. We already asked that one. Okay. Similar question. The question is, how do I fix a lack of money? How do I fix a lack of money? I think, too, what I hear with that is, you know, sometimes it's not a lack of money, but a lack of cash flow. And here's what I often will see. And again, as for those of you who've worked with me, have gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, I always like to point back to the mindset around the action, because your mindset, your belief systems will determine your actions every time. Now, sometimes people say lack of money. I have lack of money or lack of clients. And many times they have these really big bank accounts that have money in them, but they don't want to spend any of it because they're thinking, gee, this has to last. Now, I am not suggesting that you go hog wild and spend your retirement income. But what I am saying is think about the mindset behind what you mean by lack of money. Is it lack of money or lack of cash flow? Many times, if it's lack of cash flow, it's because the marketing, not only the mindset is in scarcity mindset, or in that, oh, nobody has any money, but that needs to change first, okay? And so thinking about switching that mindset to a more abundant mindset system and practicing that every single day. One of my mantras that I use every day is I have an abundance of clients coming from expected and unexpected sources. I have an abundance of clients coming from expected and unexpected sources. I mean, can you just imagine that? That is just, and I have an abundance of speaking engagements coming from expected and unexpected sources. I'm already booked until 2013, which is really cool. But again, these really do shift, and you have to really ask yourself, what is it that you're attracting? Scarcity? Or are you attracting abundance? That's the first thing. Once you get that system going, the idea is to create these cycles of reciprocity. Cycles of reciprocity are like breathing. Breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and breathing out. Well, if you're only bringing in, you know, that's not going to be very healthy either. You got to breathe out, meaning you've got to invest in yourself, invest in your business on those things that are necessary to bring in more. So I'll give you some examples. In creating that cycle of reciprocity, you know, the ebb and flow, the bring out, the bring in. Doing energetically even doing things for other people, giving referrals for other people. If you want referrals back, giving referrals to other people starts that cycle of reciprocity. So too, with cash flow, sometimes you have to spend money to make money. You know, I hear this a lot with people that don't want to invest in a shopping cart. And a shopping cart, which would allow you to have autoresponders and connect with your prospects on a regular basis, and they're saying, oh, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. When in reality, what you're going to do is you're going to create that income producing in a short period of time because you now have the system going, or invest in an autoresponder and then being able to stay in touch with those clients. And because you do that, you convert them from prospect to a client because you're keeping in touch with them. You're adding value. So by creating these cycles of reciprocity, by creating this ebb and flow into your business, you're going to start creating that cash flow and that momentum. But think about that, and think about how, what is your mindset behind all that? And once you release it, you know, it's amazing how you really start that momentum going and that cash flow going. And remember, you've got to not only implement, but you have to implement consistently. So, for example, through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, really one key thing to keep it going, and my clients tell me this all the time, one of the key things that help them stay busy and help their pipeline consistently full is making sure that the marketing is on autopilot. So if you haven't yet devoted the time to making sure that your marketing is on autopilot through some of the techniques that we share in the system, make sure that you devote some time to get that done. Again, that's going to create that ebb and that flow, that consistency that your prospects need to see. Again, only 4% of the people do business with you the first time they see you. So you have to cultivate that relationship. So all of the, you know, it's interesting that I got a lot of these questions today go hand in hand. I mean, we've got a question about lead generation. Great question. We've got a question about where to get started, about how to create that cash flow. That consistent cash flow. All of these are so connected to creating that cycle of ebb and flow. I can tell you story upon story upon story of clients who really were in scarcity mode, and they signed up and they went to the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and as soon as they did that, they invested in themselves, they got a new client. I mean, time and time and time and again. Why? Because they started that cycle of reciprocity, that in and out, and in and out. Same thing with your marketing. The more that you create that system that's automatic, the more you're going to find that massive momentum happening in your business. So I hope that answers your question. I know we've got a couple people also on the line live today, more than a couple actually. And so I'm just going to open up the call right now to see if anybody has any questions or follow-up that they'd like to ask. So I think if I've done this right, new technology here, but if I've done this right, everybody is unmuted. You might have a *6 yourself to mute your line. So if you did, you might want to unmute it by *6 again to ask your follow-up question. But I'm going to be silent for a second to see if anybody has a follow-up question they'd like to ask. Remember to star 6 to unmute your line if you've already muted it and you have a question.
Lisa, this is Ruth Reeser.
Hey, Ruth. How you doing?
Hi. When you're talking about the lead generation page, how do you come up with a name for that? Is it just something based on, you know, what your business is, or is it, you know, something that has to do with your company name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a wonderful question. So when you say, when you're asking a name for the page, you mean a name like a URL?
Yes.
Okay, great. Super, super question. When you, and by the way, I'm for those of you who have the Entrepreneurial Edge system, this is part of your lead generation template. And one of the first steps in that process of creating your lead generation system is to do a keyword search. A keyword search is basically research that you do on what people are putting in to search engines to find the solution that you provide. Okay? So, Ruth, you provide hypnotherapy, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you want to do some research now. There's a variety of different types of research tools that you can use online that are free. Some of them even have a free trial, so you can try them out and use the service. And you may, through the course of your business too, may set up more than one lead generation like I have. But I won't go into that. But the people are putting in certain keywords, and when they do, you want them to find you. Your challenge is to research what they're putting in to find you. So it may not be, you know, they're not going to say, you know, I'm going to put Ruth Reeser in, because, you know, they're just not going to say that to find you, right? In most cases,
right.
They're not going to do that. But they may... they may put in, how do I reduce stress? So you might even want to ask your current clientele how they found you, and if they did find you online, what did they put in, number one. Number two, you also may want to do some searches on a search engine, because they may not know they need a hypnotherapist. All they know is they've got a certain problem. So what problems do you usually solve for them, Ruth?
Oh, smoking, stress, anxiety.
Okay. So they might even put in, how do I reduce anxiety? How do I stop smoking? Smoking cessation. Some of them may not even know that. So you've got to find out through your research, through some of these tools, the most optimal keywords or keyword phrases. Now, keyword phrases like how to stop smoking, but keywords might be smoking cessation, which they may or may not put in. Now, again, you have to determine which ones are the most optimal, and then once you find out what those keywords are, then you purchase that domain name. Here's where it gets tricky. There's other people that are doing research, and so you've really sometimes got to be a little inventive in the URL, because many of them are already taken. But not everybody is doing lead generation, so that's the advantage too. You might be able to find some keywords. And again, when you're on some of the sites that I recommend in your template, in your lead generation template, those sites will tell you, you know, when you take a look at those keyword searches, which is the most optimal. Because you know, sometimes you may not want to pick a keyword phrase that has a lot of volume or clicks. Why? Because it has a lot of competition. And so you want to pick a name that still has a lot of traffic, gets a lot of hits, but may not be so popular that you come, you know, you're down the line in terms of the search results. Okay. So really it's a matter of there was a chiropractor who was wondering, well, how do people find me? So he started with chiropractor. And then from there, you'll see keywords that pop up through some of these sites that you can use, these analytical sites that you can use to help you select the proper name. So it does not have to be, Ruth, it does not have to be your company name. In most cases, your company name, people won't put it in anyway to solve the solution to their problem. They're going to actually either put their problem in or what they think is a solution. And when they do, you want them to find you. So picking that keyword phrase does require a little bit of research. Ruth, did I answer your question, or do you have a follow-up?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Any other questions? And by the way, I do have in the Success Circle, there are a number of Q&A calls as well as high content business accelerator calls that I've done on lead generation. So we've probably got several on this topic that I've gone through, especially with lead generation. So if you go to the audio library in the membership site, you can listen to additional ones on lead generation. And I think they go back, you know, look at the earlier ones because there's a number of them on lead generation. And again, feel free to download those to a CD and listen to those at your leisure. It's a great question. What other questions are out there? Guys are quiet. I suppose everybody is too exhausted from all that holiday partying you've been doing. No other questions? Well, again, I don't have any other ones that have been submitted, but I do want to remind you that if you do, as you move along, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the Business Accelerator call. Again, that's on the 10th of January, and that's going to be Up Your Game in 2012, where I'm going to cover the three biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make that really keep them from cashing in big, how to jumpstart your 2012 business blueprint, and the top five systems to guarantee you get more preferred clients and make more money this year. So you definitely don't want to miss that Business Accelerator call. And I just want to share with everybody, you know, it has been an amazing 2011, an absolutely amazing 2011. And I just want to thank you for making me part of your life and coming into the Success Circle community. I really appreciate each and every one of you learning more about how you want to do good things in the world. And I just so enjoyed working with every one of you. You all bring just such a unique perspective on how you want to make the world a better place. And it's really cool to work with you and help you get your message out to a much broader audience. And so I just want to thank you. You've just really filled my 2011, and I'm so thankful for you. So thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks on the high content call. And just a reminder, if you're listening and you don't have your laser coaching call and you're an elite member, and you don't have your laser coaching call scheduled, I just want to remind you to schedule that by sending an email to info@accelerateassociates.com. Again, just thanks, everybody. You've been absolutely wonderful, and we'll see you on the next call. Take care, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye. Thanks.